every Wednesday morning, we touch base with Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Find out how the herd are doing. Jimmy joins us this morning. How are you, Jim?
I am good. Good morning, Greg. Happy Thanksgiving.
I was just going to wish you the same. Hope you have a great holiday. You're certainly going to have a busy one coming up.
Yeah, we've got 3 games in 4 days. So it's that kind of time of year. Thanksgiving weekend is usually pretty popular for the USHL and games. And, you know, for us, you know, thankfully the travel isn't outrageous, but it certainly, you know, presents its challenges and will be a unique weekend here, but certainly we're looking forward to it.
So let's start a quick recap of how the Sioux Falls Stampede last week. I know you picked up a point, but not exactly what you were hoping for.
Yeah, no, we we had a Thursday we went up to Fargo, actually to Moorhead, and played Fargo at the Moorhead Sports Complex. They had a one game there. Their one of their owners is Matt Cullen, who is a well-known celebrity, I guess you could say, and former player that's a big deal up in Moorhead. So they had kind of a charity game up there, and excuse me, we were happy to play him. We're happy to be part of playing them for that. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't play well at all. You know, we got off to another slow start, which has kind of been killers for us. And, you know, we fell behind 3-0 in the first period and actually generated some chances. And despite being down that, you know, we were actually playing decently. But, you know, defensively, we were allowing too many shots and fell behind. We were able to get a power play goal and pull within two, but we were never really able to generate anything off of that. And so, unfortunately, you know, we come up short and had a long night. We ended up losing that game 7-2, and that's really all that needs to be said about that game. I won't bore everyone with that.
Well, I'm sorry, Dan. I don't mean to laugh, but that's got to be a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it was kind of one of those. It was you know, a different rank. You're playing in a high school rank. It was you know, just kind of a tough situation.
You said that going into that game also.
Yeah, and those are the games, you know, you don't want to fall behind. You want to get off to a good start, but it's, you know, unfamiliar territory, and in the, you know, the walls come caving in pretty quickly. So it's you know, it is what it is. So but it was unfortunate. We lost that game, and then, you know, Saturday, you're speaking of, we went down to Omaha, and kind of an interesting game there. We once again fell behind. They got a power play goal in the first period, went up 1-0. We went on the power play, which has been extremely good for us this season, and we gave up a shorthanded goal. We turned the puck over, and, you know, all of a sudden we're down 2-0. In the first period, and you know, with how things have gone of late, you're kind of thinking, oh, here we go. But we still had, you know, I think a minute and a half left on the power play, and we were able to score, which was huge. And I think a big difference in the game. We were able to get a power play goal, get that goal back, and, you know, you're still down by one. But heading into the second period down one versus being down two is a big deal. And you know, we kept digging in the second period, and Sammy Harris scored a great goal, stole the puck right in front of their net from a defender, and made a nice shot and scored and tied the game at two. And then, you know, we both teams battled in the third. We had some really good opportunities. Their goaltender played extremely well. Our goaltender, Jackson Irving, played extremely well, and it was just a great battle. And neither team scored, so we ended up going to overtime. And you know, anything can happen in overtime, and both teams had a couple of chances. It was kind of a what I would call maybe a sleepy overtime. I think, you know, both teams were really kind of desperate to get a win and played a little more conservatively than you usually do in a 3-on-3 overtime. And you know, so we end up going to a shootout. And you know, I think our second attempt hit the crossbar and didn't go in, and our third attempt hit the goalpost and didn't go in, and then their third shooter ended up scoring. So we lost the shootout 1-0, and you know, you get a point on the road. It's honestly, that's a that's a step in the right direction, but obviously, you know, frustrating because we were close and felt that, you know, we probably could have easily won that game. And I mentioned the post because it's just kind of how life is and how the hockey gods are sometimes when you're not winning, that happens. You just don't catch the breaks. And when you are winning, you tend to get those favors. So unfortunate, but all in all, it was a really good turnaround from the previous game. So some positives to take out of that and to get a point after going, you know, a handful of games here without getting any is certainly a step in the right direction. And now, you know, we have to try and build off that.
Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede is my guest this morning. So as you mentioned, three games coming up in the next 4 days, and you start tonight. What's coming up?
Yeah, we've got so we go back to Fargo. So we don't have a lot of time to dwell on the tough loss and maybe a positive that we get an opportunity to, you know, get back at them. And you know, look, Fargo's the top team in the West Division, and they're very good. I mean, there's no question. They've got a lot of talent. They play well. They've got good goaltending. They've got, you know, some really skilled forwards. But I think at the same time, we don't go into this game looking at as though Fargo is 7-2 better than us. So, you know, hopefully the boys have a little chip on their shoulder and want to come back out tonight and give an opportunity to play spoiler on Thanksgiving Eve in their barn. And, you know, it's back in their regular building, you know, which we did win in a shootout early in the season. So we've had success there before. Just, you know, need to dig deep and really be ready to go because it is going to be a long weekend. And so we've got that tonight. And then, you know, obviously tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So the players will get a much needed day off. I don't think they plan on practicing or anything tomorrow. They're just going to give the players an opportunity to stay with their host families and kind of relax and enjoy the holiday. And then we come right back at it, you know, Friday night. We're back home finally. And we've got the Tri-City Storm coming to town. And Tri-City is a team that's been similar to us. They've been struggling. I don't want to say they're rebuilding because they've got a really good club there. And I know they're going to start turning it around, but they're coming off, you know, a couple of successful, really good seasons, and they've lost some players. So, you know, they'll be a challenge in that they're going to be a desperate club. They need a victory. We need a victory. So we've got to be ready to match, you know, their intensity. They don't play tonight, I don't believe. And I know they're coming up tomorrow or even maybe today. So they're going to be well rested and ready to go. They won't be driving up the day of the game. So we've got to be ready for them. And it's going to be a fun night, obviously, the day after Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So we'll have some specials going on in our Stampede Pro Shop that people can take advantage of. It's also Prairie Farms Night, and we're really proud to partner with Prairie Farms and, you know, local dairy and farmers here in Sioux Falls and the surrounding communities. So they're going to be handing out some treats at their table, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with them and some specialty games throughout the course of the night as well. So that'll be fun on Friday, and then we come back, you know, Saturday. We have back-to-back home games, and then we've got the Lincoln Stars coming in. And Lincoln's probably the opposite of Tri-City right now. They're playing very well. They've had a couple of dips, but they've been top of the Western Conference, you know, pretty much since the start of the season. So they come in with a lot of confidence. They're a very skilled team, too, and that should be a good challenge for us. And Saturday night is our Toys for Tots night with Fleet Farm, which we've started to do annually here, and you know, kind of perfect timing over the holiday weekend and what we do, team up with them, and we're asking fans to bring in a new on-wrap toy for Toys for Tots, and just for being gracious and being nice to do that. We're going to give you a certificate when you come, a voucher, good for 2 free tickets to any game in the month of December. So you can use that at your choice. You can pick the game you want to go to, but just for bringing a new on-wrap toy, you can get 2 tickets. You can drop those off at our office too and do that. In addition, if you bring it to the game, we're going to also have a raffle. So if you're, you know, season ticket holder, already have tickets, we're also doing a raffle for everybody that donates a gift, and we'll have various prizes that we'll be pulling during the game. And rewarding fans with some special prizes along the night too. So that's coming up on Saturday, and should be a fun night. And then I'll mention too, we've also had the players. They'll be bringing those toys over to Fleet Farm. They have a big Toys for Tots drive, and we will drop those off next week sometime at Fleet Farm too, and present the presents to them or the gifts to them. And obviously, you know, now that we are officially in the holiday season, great time to think of those less fortunate. And the Toys for Tots program obviously is a great program and opportunity to make a difference in, you know, a young child's life that might not be getting anything or much for the holiday season.
The Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede is my guest this morning. We talk every Wednesday morning, kind of recap what's going on with the herd. For folks who want to come out, it sounds like a great weekend, especially you've joked about it, you know, with Thanksgiving and having family over, that this might be a great chance for folks to escape if they need to get, you know, into a little bit of enjoyment. How do they get tickets for this weekend, Jim?
Yeah, we can seat you. So Friday night we can seat you together, and then Saturday we can seat you separately. Or in some cases, for some families, maybe by Friday you're already to be separated. But we have single game tickets. You can get through our office or the Kelland box office there at the Premier Center. You know, we are running a special right now this week for a Black Friday special. For our flex books, where you can get two additional. You buy a flex book, which comes with 10 undated ticket vouchers, and you can receive two additional tickets for free. So great savings there for you. You're already getting a significant price, a reduction off of the walk-up price, and then you'll get two additional tickets or ticket vouchers as well, and you can use those for any game. So great stocking stuffer, great for the holidays. You can use them this weekend, and that's a great thing. If you stop in, we can get you set up, whether it's Friday or Saturday or both games you want to go to. We can get your tickets for those games right now and get you the additional vouchers that you need and have you on your way. So there's a couple different things that you can take advantage of, and we're excited to be back home. You know, we won't be back home until I think December 9th after this, and we only have a couple of home games here before we get into our holiday break. So it's a great opportunity to come out. Going to be a great weekend, going to be a lot of fun. And we always enjoy, you know, being home. It kind of ends up being a tradition that we end up being home, you know, here over Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, with a lot of people having people travel and family and friends coming to town, you know, bring them out to the Premier Center and have some fun here this weekend.
So you mentioned the holiday break. When does that actually begin? I know we've got a little bit of time yet, but when does the holiday break begin?
Yeah, I think we've got 4 weeks or so here before then, but I think our last game, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's the 17th or 18th of December, whatever that Saturday is, and then we'll be off. So basically, we're off the week of Christmas. So they'll... in our league, it's kind of a nice thing. It's a long season. We're not, you know, it's kind of the unofficial halfway point of the year. We won't be at 30 games yet on the schedule, but it's an opportunity for the players to go back home. You know, for those who hear me rambling but are unfamiliar, you know, each week, you know, all of our players stay with host families. So, you know, we don't have everybody's coming from a different state or even some cases a different country. And this is the one time our league will just shut down. So we'll have no games the weekend of Christmas. And then we come back, and on December 26th, they'll come back for a night practice. And then we have a really busy schedule out of the holiday break, because we'll actually play 3 home games in 4 days right out of the holiday break. So we'll come back on a Monday, and then we play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and then we're home again the following weekend. So we'll have kind of just the way the schedule worked out, but I think we'll have played 8 or 9 of our home games before Christmas break, and then we're going to have a stretch of like 7 games over 2 weeks at home. So it's we'll basically have matched our home schedule in a course of 2 weeks. So we'll be pretty busy out of that holiday break. But obviously a few weeks to go here before we get there. But I think it's a nice thing that the league does, and I know the players enjoy, especially for the first-year players who aren't used to playing this many games. You know, many times by the time we get to the holiday break, that's what a lot of players are used to playing, you know, for an entire season, that number of games. So it's nice for them to get home, get a little rest and relaxation. And then, you know, and as we get closer, we'll talk more into it. But I really look at that as kind of the mark where you want to start turning the corner. And obviously we haven't, you know, been super successful yet. And we're still, you know, kind of a work in progress, but that's really kind of the time once you get out of Christmas that you want to kind of start seeing that turnaround and see players hopefully come back and start turning that corner. And that's kind of, you know, continues to be our game plan that, you know, we'll continue to get better and start to see that turnaround, you know, come January.
Well, I was just going to ask, you know, given the fact that you guys have been having a tough time, you know, you talk about, you know, starting some of these games and falling behind, where the team has, unlike we've seen previously, this team has got, they stay in there, they don't give up, and but the other teams are scoring first. Psychologically, does that have an impact on the guys, do you think?
Well, I think it does. I mean, you know, you try – and here's the tough thing. I actually talked to Coach Root about that, you know, before Saturday's game, and, you know, said as a coach, what can you do? Because what ends up happening, and certainly not saying that players say it, but I do think they're thinking it, is you kind of get that, oh boy, here we go again type of thing. And it is difficult. And I think for the players, it's really upon them to kind of, you know, get that confidence back and have that determination that you're not going to let, you know, one goal stop us. We're going to get back. But I think for us, the, you know, the toughest thing is, you know, we've got a lot of good forwards. We don't have any explosive forwards. We don't have a Cole Sillinger on our team, you know, for fans listening. You know, we had him a couple years ago. He's now playing with the Columbus Blue Jackets. So he's a rare breed where, you know, he touched the puck and he could pretty much score on every shift at will if he needed to. So, and that's not a bad thing. We got to work as a team, but we don't, you know, you fall behind 3-4-0, you know, we just don't have the talent that's going to be able to pick up 4 goals in, you know, a period. Now it can certainly happen, but on a consistent basis, it's not going to happen. So, you know, for us, it's certainly getting off to a little bit better starts. And I will say, I mean, it's weird because it's not ideal. But we've, you know, we had this problem a little bit last year, but I do think it does feel different in that we're still, even when we're falling behind, we're at least getting chances. And last year it seemed when we fell behind, like we weren't even close, right? Like we're getting outshot, you know, 20-0 and we haven't even got a shot on goal and we're down 3-0. That's not good. You know, we've been able to get some opportunities. We're just not cashing in right now. So, you know, each player is going to have to kind of step up, but you know, you can't, it's easy to say that you can't let it affect you, but I think that certainly it does to some degree. But having said that, you know, there hasn't been a game this year. You know, the Fargo game last week was probably the worst game I think that we've had, you know, all season. Outside of that, we may have not have won, but we've certainly at least been competitive and we've been able to keep things close. So I do think that's a positive, you know, moving forward, that hopefully we can, you know, continue to do the small things and chip away. And, you know, cause you're not going to score the first goal every game, but you know, you've got to be able to bounce back too, if you do give it up, especially I think, you know, when you're on the road, it's difficult, cause the crowd's getting into it. And then, you know, probably the biggest challenge is when you're not playing well and that happens, you know, the walls can come crumbling down pretty quickly. You've got to be able to try and, you know, knock that out and come out the next shift and try to, you know, just forget about it and be ready to go and try to, you know, get yourself back into the game.
Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede, we want to wish you guys the best of luck this weekend. Again, Stampede Hockey will be on the air tonight on Kevo. Pre-game begins at 6:40, and best of luck to you guys this weekend, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all the Kello listeners, and Hope everybody has a great day, and hope to see a lot of people come out, support us, have some fun Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks so much. Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede.